Hi, I'm James R. Hamilton, the Minister of Full Reformed Evangelical Chapel in North Staffordshire in the United Kingdom. Jesus Christ describes himself as the way, the truth and the life. The truth that is, that liberates, that sets man free, free from the condemnation, guilt of sin, and the life. More than just existence, life. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly, Jesus Christ says. But he also describes himself as the way. A way, a pathway, is a means of getting from one place to another. Jesus is the way by which you get from the place that you are at outside of Christ to the place where you need to be. The Bible says that without Christ, the place where you're at is in a state of sin and misery, under the condemnation and holy displeasure of God. To get from that place to where you need to be, that is in the grace of God, you need the way, you need Jesus Christ. I am the way, he says, by which you get from the one state to the other, the state of sin and misery, into the state of grace and glory. Jesus, of course, goes on to say that no man comes to the Father but by him. He is the only way. That state of sin and misery is a state in which we are, every one of us, born. You see, sin is more than what you say, think or do. You sin because you're a sinner. You're not a sinner because you sin. It's your very nature. It's your natural state and condition in which you're born. Your nature has to be changed. You must be born again. And only Jesus Christ, he alone, can remove you from that state of sin and misery and bring you into the grace of God, the free grace of God. But note that that state is also one of misery. Every affliction that you can possibly think of in this world, suffering, pain, sickness, bereavement, and then, not quite finally, almost, but death. All of these things come out of the one source, the one pit, that of human sin. That is the cause. The effect is the misery. All the abject misery that you see the world over, it comes from human sin. Out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, says Jesus, the thoughts that turn into actions and words. And all the misery, all the pain, all the suffering, all the sickness, and then comes death. But that's not the end. That's not the finish. It is appointed, Jesus says, unto man once to die. The Bible says, rather. But after this, then comes the judgment. So you see, the suffering doesn't finish with death, as some people think. Well, at least when I'm dead, the suffering will be over. No, it won't. It will only have just begun. The way out of that state of sin and all its consequent misery is Jesus. I am the way, he says, out of that and into the state of grace and glory. The constant attitude of God because of that state of sin, the Bible says, is one of anger, of wrath, of holy displeasure because of that state of sin. The Bible says that the wrath of God is revealed, being revealed, against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth, that is, suppress the truth in unrighteousness. We hold down the truth about God, we suppress the truth about ourselves, and that hardens us more and more and puts us further and further away from God, until some people get beyond redemption. Jesus says, I am the way. Out of that state of sin and misery, out from under that curse and wrath of God because of human sin. You see, the judgment hangs over every single person outside of Christ. The sword of God's justice hangs over them like the sword of Damocles, waiting to fall at any given moment. And you see, if you fall out of this world in that state of sin, that will be your state for all eternity, forever. The tree lies where it falls. There's no shifting it afterwards. So now is the time. Now is the time to get out from under that state of sin and misery, curse and wrath, and into the grace of God. You say, how? Jesus says, I am the way. You take Jesus to be your way. You consciously, deliberately, and willfully receive Jesus Christ as your way back to God, as the only way back to God. Without him, you cannot get there. He is the way and he is the only way to grace. You see, it's grace and grace alone that saves a person. The grace of God is the free gift, the undeserved favour of God. Some people want justice. That's not what you want. That's the last thing that we want. It's grace. It's what we don't deserve that we want. You want. The grace of God is given. It is a gift. It is a free gift, freely given. So how is that grace accessed? How do you connect with it? Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. Through faith, you see. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Faith alone connects with the grace of God. Faith, that is, not in yourself, not in your favourite religion, not necessarily in the religion that you are brought up with, are attached to, but faith in a person in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth not the Son is condemned already. It's believing on Jesus Christ, taking him to be your way. Have you got it? Grace alone, faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from all your and any works of yours. You see, your works, all our works, are like filthy rags. All our righteousnesses, the very best of our deeds, God says, are like filthy rags in his sight. Unacceptable. Nothing to offer to God. Nothing, that is, but our sin. The only thing we can call our own. But Jesus Christ is the way into that grace, into that happy state of knowing the free favour of God. Jesus says, I am the way. You take me, you receive me, and I transport you, I convey you from that state of sin and misery, curse and wrath, and I bring you to the grace and the favour of God, the special favour of God. It says in the Bible, he came to his own, but his own received him not. How foolish, how unwise to reject the only Saviour, the only Son of God. But it says, to as many as did receive him, to them gave he power. Isn't that the problem? No power. You know what you ought to be. You know what you would like to be. And you try all manner of means, even your own self-will. But the more and the harder you try, the worse it becomes. Because we can't do it ourselves. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. You receive him. To as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become that which they were not, children of the living God. Consciously, deliberately, willfully, taking Jesus to be your way back to God. Will you take him? Will you have him? He says that any who come to him, he will in no wise cast out. Cast off, that is. You can be assured of a warm, wholehearted reception. All those who come to him, come to God through him, saved to the uttermost, the Bible says. Though that is, we take, who receive Jesus as their way back to God, God's way, God's only way, God's only Son, Jesus Christ. Take him, receive him, believe on his name. God's commandment to you is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And his wonderful and glorious promise is, thou shalt be saved. God bless you.